In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Each conference will have a particular topic. In this first conference, it will be on Lent. How does one prepare for Lent? And center around one's attitude. For many Catholics, they have gone through many different Lents. How many of these Lents for these individuals have been fruitful from a spiritual standpoint? We have seen plenty of Catholics who over the years who dreaded Lent. If you dread Lent, there's a problem. Because what's at the very core of Lent? The idea of sacrifice and penance. And for the individuals who are not interested in sacrificing and doing penance, you're not a true Catholic. Because the very core of Catholic life is one of penance. The attitude. What is our attitude? If you have a good attitude, you wish to reap much from Lent, then you probably will. Each person is different. And that means that each person will reap a grace, a result, which is pleasing to God. If we feel at the end of Lent the same way we do at the beginning, from a spiritual standpoint, that means we probably haven't done much. Sometimes people do the bare minimum. It's quite comical at times when adults talk about, oh, I gave up this and this and this, and they're very small things. Now, I'm not mocking the fact that they're giving something up. But my question is, how much are you willing to do for God? Because this comes back to, how much do you love God? At the core of what you're willing to do during Lent is a barometer, really, for the rest of the year. God has given us a very high standard. At times, people will complain about the different rules and laws in the church. They fail to realize that all of this began with God. Yes, you can go back to the Old Testament, but we are more interested in the New Testament. Our Lord himself instituted the church. And from the very beginning, in fact, in the Old Testament, the idea of sacrifice and penance was present. And what he was trying to get across in all of this goes back to, I want you to love me. I want you to love me willingly. No one's forcing you. No one's holding your arms behind your back. No one's holding a gun to your head. That all this should be done freely and with great love. Life is very interesting from that standpoint because the greatest possible sentiment is one of love throughout the entire world. Nothing comes close. You have any number of songs, contemporary songs, and even Catholic hymns filled with the idea of love. Obviously, the love of God when we're talking about Catholic hymns. And yet, most people struggle with this. Why do they struggle? Well, the first reason is they're selfish. That's a sentiment that most people don't want to admit. You ever notice, at least I have noticed, I notice it all the time. You're talking to someone on a particular point. where they are expected to do something. And it's not even my standard. It's the church's standard. It's God's standard. I am the individual who has to remind the faithful. And sometimes I have to nudge a little bit. And yet, they think it's, oh, it's his father Joseph's opinion. No, not really. Not really. You ever notice that most of what I preach, it's either Catholic doctrine, Catholic spirituality. Sure, there's an opinion or two after so many years. But most all those opinions are based on what the church teaches. Now, we get back to Lent. We're just a few days into the season of Lent this year. There are 6 weeks before Easter. Some would think, well, 6 weeks feels like a lifetime. If it feels like a lifetime, then there's a problem. Because it means you're going to dread it. It probably means that you're going to do the bare minimum. Now, one of the things we have to keep in mind when we talk about giving up things for Lent, the first thing that usually comes to mind is food. The church has its laws, its prescriptions, as far as fasting and abstaining. And as you well know, we follow the old rules. For adults who are 16, they're obliged to fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Friday is a day of total abstinence. Sunday is never a day of abstinence or fasting. And there are many people in this parish, because of their health, primarily center around diabetes, can't fast. I've had this question posed to me some years ago. Father, I can't fast. What do I do? Well, more and more I reference the Curia Virus, at least in one of his sermons. He points this out, and it was a great help to me. If you can't physically fast, there is what we call spiritual fasting. Spiritual fasting. Some people understand what that means, others don't. I'll explain it. Spiritual fasting. And here's an example or two. We all need to practice supernatural virtue. In other words, we must work toward our own sanctity, being better than today than we were yesterday, and being better tomorrow than we are today, but in a supernatural sense. If you have an individual who is very impatient, work on the patience during Lent. If you have someone who likes to talk, finds themselves guilty of gossiping, slander, or such situations like this, learn to be quiet. Think before you speak. If you're an individual who has a tendency to be mean towards others, practice the virtue of charity. That's one of the two great commandments. Some people would think, Father, it's just impossible to do this. Nothing's impossible with God. It comes back to attitude. What's your attitude? What's your disposition? And think of the individual or individuals whom you dislike the most in this life. And work on those individuals. In other words, be charitable, be kind. Even if it's only in your mind. Because you may think, Father, I don't know exactly who they are, but there are people out there whom I do not like. And I'm going to point out one that is a very relevant situation right now. Muslims in this country. Has become a problem in this country. The first law of love here is that of loving your enemies. It comes right from our Lord. It's right in Scripture. Love your enemies. You don't have to like what they're doing. You can very much disagree with what they stand for. But you're not allowed to hate. Not allowed to hate. Why? Because the idea of hatred is directly opposed to that of love. And if you're going to call yourself a Christian, a true Christian, yes, Catholics are Christians. You have to love. And sometimes it's really difficult to love. And invariably people will, in situations like this, they'll listen, they'll be patient. But somewhere along the way, they're going to come up to me and say, Father, I just can't love these people. It's impossible to love these people. It's not impossible. It may be difficult. It may be something that goes against every grain in your body, but it's not impossible. That's why there's so much turmoil in the world today. It's because there are far too many people that hate someone or individuals or many individuals. And therefore you have division and chaos. You've heard me say many times, and it really comes from the wisdom of the church and many of the saints. If we all loved in the way in which we should, the entire world would be Catholic and there would be no conflict. No conflict. This brings us back to Lent. Have we set any goals for this Lent? Reasonable goals. Because sometimes I don't come across it too often, but I do come across it. Someone will set an unreasonable goal. I have yet to have anybody come up to me and ask, Father, can I fast? Can I perform a black fast for 40 days? And it's going to be a very quick no. Only a handful of saints were able to do this. For those who do not know, a black fast is where you do not eat or drink anything. I think even those saints who performed these long fasts probably drank some water. In the case of St. Francis, when he was able to carry out these long fasts, right at the end of the fast, a day or two before, he would eat just a little bit of bread. So the pride would not overcome him and say, look what I did, even if it was only in his mind. Lent is a time where we can truly display our love for God. The question is, how much do I love God? And this is an excellent time to do a self-examination in that one area. In that one area, how much do I love God? There are those who love him very much. There are those who strive to love him more and more all the time. And there are those who are extraordinarily tepid, or to put it another way, they're selfish. They love themselves more than they love God. And they certainly love themselves more than they love anyone else. That comes out in their life, what they say, how they act. We have to work to overcome that. inasmuch as we're willing to do this. God will bless us. God will indeed bless us. And this is what we must ask ourselves during this holy season of Lent. Amen.